I would like to remind everyone of a time about 2,000 years ago when this very same thing began to happen among the Lord's church. And someone said they were drunk. These men are drunk on new wine. And Peter said, no, that's not what's happening here. They're filled with the Spirit of the Lord. God's people got happy. They began to rejoice. They began to cut loose. And 3,000 souls got saved that day. Don't you think the Lord can save everyone that's here today that's lost? Well, sure He can. Absolutely. Amen. God bless you, Sister Melinda. God bless you, Sister Young. Bless you, Sister Becky. Amen. 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 God bless you, Sister Goodman. Let's certainly remember this when we pray.
Saved, you're lost.
That's right.
There's no in between.
Amen.
You're either saved or you're world and you think you're going to be okay, I've got news for you, because if you're not saved, you're lost.
That's right.
I pray we can see everybody that's in here today that's lost to get saved. Well, wouldn't that be wonderful?
Amen. Amen.
There's a spot that will ever be sacred to me. While the years and the pilgrimage roll, its beauty is vivid in my memory, where Jesus spoke peace to my soul. I will cherish that spot where Jesus saved me, where to him I yielded control. If I could go there today, I would kneel down and pray, where Jesus spoke peace to my soul. In the church, at the altar, I was bowed in despair, when the Lord moved upon me that day. Oh, he took away my burden, gave me sweet peace within. I will praise him forever someday. I will cherish that spot where Jesus saved me, where to him I yielded control. With his help I did. Oh, if I could go there today, I would kneel down and pray, where Jesus spoke peace to my soul.
Sitting on the right hand side, about halfway down, the second person, and my mama was beside me. But you know what?
I certainly have enjoyed the praise, the worship. And I want to ask a request. I want to ask, don't let the devil enter in. Don't let him make you start thinking about time, because we don't need to leave here today till the Lord's finished with us. And I believe we've got work that needs to be done here today. As I said early in the service, I'm very much concerned today about those of you who are not saved. And I want to ask everyone to please just continue to follow the Lord. That's what I intend to do. You do what the Lord, Amen. What you know the Lord would have you to do. I want to ask you to join me in reading some scripture. Turn to Isaiah chapter 47. I want to begin reading with verse 1. Come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground. There is no throne, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for thou shalt no more be called tender and delicate. Take the millstones and grind meal. Uncover thy locks. Make bare the leg. Uncover the thigh. Pass over the rivers. Thy nakedness shall be uncovered. Yea, thy shame shall be seen. I will take vengeance, and I will not meet thee as a man. As for our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts is his name, the Holy One of Israel. Sit thou silent and get thee into darkness, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for thou shalt no more be called the Lady of Kingdoms. I was wroth with my people. I have polluted mine inheritance and given them into thine hand. Thou didst show them no mercy. Upon the ancient hast thou very heavily laid thy yoke. And thou saidest, I shall be a lady forever, so that thou didst not lay these things to thy heart, neither didst remember the latter end of it. Therefore hear now this, thou that art given to pleasures, that dwellest carelessly, that sayest in thine heart, I am and none else beside me. I shall not sit as a widow, neither shall I know the loss of children. But these two things shall come to thee in a moment, in one day, the loss of children and widowhood. They shall come upon thee in their perfection, for the multitude of thy sorceries and for the great abundance of thine enchantments. Thou hast trusted in thy wickedness. Thou hast said, none seeth me. Thy wisdom and thy knowledge, it hath perverted thee. And thou hast said in thine heart, I am and none else beside me. Therefore shall evil come upon thee. Thou shalt not know from whence it riseth. And mischief shall fall upon thee. Thou shalt not be able to put it off. And desolation shall come upon thee suddenly, which thou should not know. I want to talk to you for a little while today. I was taught when I was growing up that we were not supposed to use the word ain't. I don't know why we were taught that. It's in the dictionary. But there were people that taught me that that wasn't proper, but I'm going to use it today. I want to share with you this thought. It ain't over till it's over. It'll be over one of these days, but it's not over yet. It's not over till it's over. People today all over the land and country will be thinking about the fact that this year is almost over. And if God allows a little bit of time, a little bit more time to go on, it soon will be. But it's not over yet, is it? And it's not over until it's over. And I want to say to you that are here today that are lost, that your opportunities to seek the Lord and be saved are running out. But if you're living and breathing today, it hasn't happened yet. Thank God it's not over yet. God has blessed us. I have thought about this all week, how that God has blessed us here this year. He has certainly, as the Bible said, He has crowned the year with His goodness. God has richly blessed us. And God can still pour out tremendous blessings upon us before this year comes to a close. You know, I thought about these verses here, and this was a prophecy of God speaking through His servant and the prophet Isaiah. This was a prophecy about a coming destruction upon Babylon. And he compared it to the great calamity of a woman who would in one day lose her husband and her children. In the course of one day would become a widow and would also lose her children. Babylon was saying that this was not going to happen to them. They were boastful that they were not, that it was not going to happen to them. God said that it was. And not only did God let them know through this prophecy that this destruction was going to come, but He told them that these things were going to come upon them in a moment. You know, it amazes me what God can do in a moment of time. God can bring judgment upon this nation. You know, as I said, in the minds of people, they may think that, well, this year's over. What has happened pretty much has happened, and things are over. But I want you to know that God, in an instant, can bring judgment upon this nation. He can do it right now today in a moment of time. And that's what He was letting them know. That's what He wanted Babylon to be aware of, that He would bring His judgment upon them quickly. What was it that Jesus said to the church at Ephesus there in the Revelation, in the first chapter of Revelation, when He began to talk about that? The first couple of chapters there, what was it He said to the church at Ephesus? He said, you have left your first love. And if you don't repent and do the first works, how did Jesus say He would come upon them? Did He not say, I will come quickly and remove the candlestick? I mean, friends, listen, God can do things in an instant. In a moment of time, God can work miraculous things. God doesn't have to think about it. God doesn't have to sit down and draw out blueprints. God never has to second guess Himself as to whether or not He is making the right decision. God is not bound to the things that you and I are. I'll tell you what, many times when I set out to do something, it takes me a long time to get it done. But not God. God said, I will not only bring this destruction upon Babylon, but it will come upon them in a moment. There will be sudden destruction that will come that will make them feel the way that a woman would feel that had lost her husband and her children all in the course of a single day. In other words, great calamity is coming upon them. But I'll tell you something else God can do. And I'd rather speak about this. God can bless your life and change it in a moment. For all of us here today that have been rejoicing, I'm glad, Brother Strode, I've got that spot. I'm glad for what happened there. For all of us here today that have been able to rejoice in the Lord's salvation, you know, you may have sought the Lord for many years Some of us did, some didn't. It may have taken you a while to get yourself out of the way and just yield to God and just give yourself to God and really turn to Him and surrender to Him. But listen, for every one of you, if you've been saved today, think about it. When God spoke peace to your troubled soul, did it not come upon you in a moment? I mean, did it not happen in an instant? You know, when I think about my own experience, it was like that with me. One moment I was lost, and the next moment I was saved. God never came to me and said, okay, I'm going to start saving you now. It'll probably take me a year to get it done, but I never got that. I mean, I was lost and I was saved. The moment that I trusted Him, God spoke peace to my soul. That's what I want you to know today. If you're here and you're lost, think about, you know, for all of us today, think about the things that we have experienced throughout this year. There may have been things in your life that you have experienced that you would rather not have. There may be things in your life throughout this year that you have experienced that you're thankful to God that He blessed you in that way. But lost friend, let me tell you something today. There's something that you can have here today that will far outweigh anything that you have had all year or in your life in all the years past. If you've not been saved, the greatest gift is yet to come. If you have not been saved, then you have not yet experienced. I don't care how good that you feel that your life has been. If you have not been saved, you have not yet had the ultimate human experience. You haven't had it yet. You have not experienced the greatest thing that a human being can experience if you haven't been saved. All the things in my life, all the things that I've known, God has blessed me with His goodness. He really has been good to us, hadn't He? Blessed us in so many ways. But you can take all of His blessings and you can stack them up on the one side, and all of them together won't compare to the blessing of being saved. They're just nothing like it. I mean, there's just nothing else like it. Lost friend today, I want you to know this. I believe this church today has a desire to see you saved. I believe there's a burden that exists here in the hearts of God's people for you to be saved. I know that God wants you to be saved. I know that God is not willing that any of you should perish. He would have all of you come to repentance. God would have you to know Him in a pardon and forgiveness of sin. But it is never going to happen until you surrender your heart to the Lord. No matter how much that the people around you want to see you saved, no matter, you know, in light of the fact that God has done everything necessary in order for you to be saved, it's never going to happen until you truly surrender to the Lord. Until you truly repent of your sins and trust Him with all your heart, it's not going to happen. But when you do, if you will do that today, God will save you in a moment. You may already be thinking about the new year. You may already be letting the devil plague your mind. And you may be thinking about, well, I didn't find salvation this year. Maybe I'll find it next year. Listen, I want to urge you today and plead with you today not to look beyond this day. Who told you that you'll have another year? If they did, they lied to you because they don't know. Who told you that you'll have an opportunity beyond this day? The devil will try to convince you of that. He'll try to convince you that there'll be a better time, that there'll be another year, that maybe you didn't get it worked out this year, but you can get it worked out next year. Friends, listen, the Bible tells me that today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. Now is time to seek the Lord until he comes and rains righteousness upon you. There's going to be people that are going to die today. In a moment, they're going to be gone. In a moment, they're going to leave the world lost and separated from God for eternity. I'm telling you, big things can happen in a moment. Brother Jackson made reference to this in his good testimony. You know, the Bible says the hour is coming when all that are in the grave shall hear his voice and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. God's word is certain, and it teaches us with great certainty that there's coming a time when God will raise all the dead. Those that died lost and in their sins will be raised to everlasting shame and contempt. Those that died in the Lord will be raised unto everlasting glory. But the time is coming when God will raise all the dead and change them. And you know, if you look in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 and 52, you'll find out that he's going to do it in a moment. In a moment. All the people that have died throughout the ages of time and all of those that are yet to die. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. That's how quickly God will do it. Don't you know today that God can do that same thing for your soul? God can resurrect your soul. God can bring it from death unto everlasting life. And he can do it in a moment. We're going to have an invitation. I pray today that if you're here and you're lost, that you'll have determination in your heart, that you'll come to the Lord determined. You know, we've got the mourners' benches here, and these are wonderful places to pray, but they won't save you. You're welcome to come and use them, and we'll pray with you, but listen, you're going to have to come to the Lord determined. Like Jacob was there when he wrestled with the angel, and the angel begged Jacob to let him go, and he said, I'm not going to let go until you bless me. You need to grab onto the Lord that way, and you need to be determined that you are not going to let go until he blesses you. You need to come to the Lord determined to seek him and be saved. Like the woman that lost a piece of silver, she lit a candle, she began to sweep, and the Bible says she searched diligently until she found it. Without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Lost friend, this can still be the year of your salvation. It's not over until it's over. But I want you to know something, that one day you shirk the opportunities that God gives you. You push them aside. There is coming a day. It's spoken about in Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 20. There is coming a day for each one of you that the harvest will be past. The summer will be ended, and you will not be saved. Today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. While we stand and sing, may God help you today. Church, please pray. Pray. There are lost people here today, and they need the Lord. So please pray that God will help them.
321. 321.